Dagestan's Christians are relegated to ghost-like existence. Haiti floods complicate disaster zones, and the gospel radically transforms India's infant mortality rate. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. In Russia's northern Caucasus, bordered by Chechnya to the west, evangelical believers in Dagestan have become almost ghost-like. Forum 18 reports a Pentecostal church lost their right to minister to drug addicts and convicts. Slavic Gospel Association's Joel Griffiths says increased Muslim influence is playing a role.
What we're seeing in Dagestan really is something that we've been seeing in a growing fashion in a lot of the Muslim regions. Islam is on the ascendancy, and evangelical churches are having to fly much more under the radar.
It comes as no surprise to Griffith.
The fact that they're undergoing this increased pressure is really no surprise, and we're probably going to see it increase.
So far, SGA and the Baptist Union haven't been directly affected, yet Griffith says,
some of this just really seems to be on a hit-and-miss basis, and the situation is very, very fluid. What seems to be stable today may not well be stable tomorrow.
Pray for Dagestan Christians to remain diligent in sharing the gospel, even though they've got to be discreet. Meanwhile, Haiti can't seem to catch a break from natural disasters. Nine Compassion International-sponsored children recently suffered significant losses from flooding in Léogâne. The flooding cost families school materials, beds, and income-generating materials. Furthermore, hurricane season, which started June 1st, threatens extreme storms. Compassion has helped flood victims, but pray for them. Pray that the gospel would go forth no matter what happens. You're listening to Mission Network News. A new study reveals that roughly 2 million mothers and babies die every year for lack of health education and medical help. International leaders in this field are wrapping up a summit today over what can be done. They'll be launching a global campaign aimed at reducing deaths of mothers and young kids. India Gospel League's David Rice says their women's transformation groups are taking on the challenge.
We instruct and we talk about hygiene, we talk about nutrition, we talk about how to have healthy children. We talk about things to do with the home. But we also help them look for economic opportunity, develop a business plan, and then we also will grant those women a microeconomic loan to get that business up and running.
These programs introduce a radical transformation in the community.
One of my Indian counterparts said, when the gospel shows up, everything gets better. There's a hope that begins to come into that community that there are better things ahead, particularly in the rural villages.
Meanwhile, with monsoons annually flooding World Cassette Outreach of India in Bangalore, partners Audio Scripture Ministries decided to provide them with new facilities. ASM's Tom Dudenhofer says they'll be constructing a ministry center high above the floodwaters.
We really feel like this is an opportunity that God has given us to correct a problem and to provide some facilities to encourage the continued recording of Scripture.
Their new ministry center will also include housing for guests and staff.
We're hoping that construction can start on this in the next 30 to 60 days. And we're also grateful that God has provided over half the money that we need.
Though they still need $95,000, Dudenhofer has no doubt God will provide, as he's already working in Bangalore.
It's thrilling to see the power of God in the lives of people when they just simply meet and listen to the Word. And so they have seen many, many people come to Jesus Christ.
And statistics say that up to 34% of Christians don't read their Bibles, and yet over 350 million people are completely Bible-less. In an effort to get those who have Bibles reading them and to get those who don't have Bibles copies of one, the Seed Company has started the Blank Bible Challenge. Participating churches get a chance to read through the Bible story in a month and to sponsor a Bible translation project. Go to our website to get a starter kit for your church. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. And churches are always looking for great missions resources, at least ours is. How about Mission Network News' monthly bulletin inserts? It's up-to-date news and information to get your friends out of the pew and actively involved in outreach. Call 1-800-995-4828 for subscription information. Or you can also just click on the link at missionnetworknews.org to see a sample and subscribe. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.